It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
What time is it?
Time for another fanshmabulous episode of
The Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You've got me, Mr. Magnanimous. Love everybody. Sure.
So, you want to get high and listen to some records?
Jeff Lutz.
I'm not nice. Oh, please.
I think you're
on a mission to damage my credibility.
You're really a broken toy, aren't you?
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
I'm confused.
I don't even remember, but I must have found it funny.
Hey, that figures, you know? Yeah, sure does.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Your visit is always discreet.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, Bob and Jeff here on KFH Radio. Jason Duda with us, the three-man booth. Jason Duda, of course, long time. Outstanding star for the Wichita Thunder back in the day. Now what? When was your last year of playing?
2009. I think I played
that long
ago. Five games, then I broke my back. That was it.
Well, there you go. Not that long ago. Max,
15 years
it
ago.
It is.
That season broke a lot of people's backs.
Oh, it did.
Time to play the game here on our show. We forgot, and we'll get back to this, but we need to all predict a score for tomorrow night's K-State Wichita State.
We do?
Game. Let's do that quickly before we get to Jason's game. I'll go first. I think K-State wins it 70-61. Jeff?
Really? I was going to say 71-62.
Well, is that what you're staying with?
I guess.
What about you, dudes?
74-65. We all got them.
We all got a nine-point win.
Do we really?
Yeah. In the 70s.
Just ridiculous.
Where's the sports book? I mean,
well,
we
like
go
to know,
find it.
Find out what the line is on that game.
Yeah.
They don't do basketball until day of. There's future lines somewhere, but I don't. You're Mr. FanDuel, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, he should know. He's a smart guy.
Yeah, of course.
So what is it?
I don't know yet. Let's play the game.
All right, what's the game? That's what we're...
Well, since it's Christmas season, we're going to have just a little trivia game. I'll ask some questions.
2.5 for K-State.
How much?
2.5.
Well, we're down on the shocks. All right, go.
So every question will be something to do with Christmas.
All right.
Could be a movie, could be a song, could be anything.
I'll be terrible at this, as I told you in hour one.
They start pretty easy.
Can we change categories at some point?
Absolutely not.
I don't like the category.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's not your game. You come up with a game, and you can pick the category.
I would hardly consider myself to be a Christmas expert.
Never come up with a game.
Okay, do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, how about this one? In the song, Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life?
Frosty the Snowman.
And he came to life one day.
I don't know.
You guys are singing this in your head.
I don't know. Max told me about it.
It's a hat.
His hat.
The old silk hat.
Oh, yeah. The old hat.
Oh, jeez.
This is going to uncover me. I don't care about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, you're going to have to.
This is going to turn off the entire population of Wichita.
What Christmas decoration was originally made from strands of silver, Jeff?
Tinsel.
You are correct.
Thank you.
One nothing.
That's easy.
Oh, see? All of a sudden. Frosty's hat. That was very easy.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Here, you'll know this one because it's a classic old movie.
I probably haven't watched it.
Probably not. Who played George Bailey in the Christmas classic It's a Wonderful Life?
Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, look at him.
You're in Stewart.
Please don't do impersonations.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, try to do that again.
No,
yeah, let the people know how bad that is.
That's all good.
Do it.
Jimmy Stewart.
That's so stupid.
Next. For a recent holiday fad, what spy hides around the house reporting back to Santa on who has been naughty or nice?
Elf on the Shelf.
You are correct.
Thank you.
Duh.
You didn't know that.
Of course I did.
Unbelievable. Elf,
is that still a big deal?
It's a deal. I don't know if it's a big deal.
It's not like it was.
No.
But it's still a deal. My kids love that.
Yeah.
They couldn't wait to get up and try to find Marty. Ours was named Marty.
Ellie? Yep.
So they all
were. All right, next.
What Christmas beverage is also known as milk punch?
Eggnog.
Good job. See? These aren't as tough as you thought. I didn't make it super difficult. Jeff, one of Santa's reindeer shares a name with a famous symbol of Valentine's Day. Which reindeer is that?
So easy.
What? Re-ask that question.
One of Santa's reindeer shares a name.
Cupid.
Exactly.
He shouldn't get that point.
Why?
What's the question again?
It was within the time limit, sir.
What's the question again?
I need to repeat it.
Cupid.
Well, I got it. So, still perfect over here.
All right.
What about you?
Here you go, Bob.
No, yeah, exactly. That's how you said it. Oh, the hat, I guess?
What happened?
Did you know that?
Absolutely.
Liar.
What Christmas-themed ballet premiered in St. Pitts? You're correct.
There's only one.
That's so good.
Jeff, you ready?
Yeah.
In 1981, Bob and Doug McKenzie released their own version of a classic Christmas song. Which song is that?
What?
You don't know Bob? You don't know the McKenzie brothers?
The CTV? Canadian?
Oh. I'm so disappointed with you.
Yes.
You do?
Of course.
Can he steal? I want to see if he really knows.
No, I don't want. I'm not stealing. You know
Jingle
or you
Bells.
Don't.
No.
That's terrible.
What is it?
No, I'm not telling you.
Just for the sake of.
No.
12 Days of Christmas.
Of course. You don't remember that?
You're an idiot. What are the 12 days of Christmas? I'll give you $1,000.
On the 12th day of Christmas.
Oh, don't worry. There's some questions coming about the 12 days of Christmas.
I don't remember. Yeah, I love that. I used to love that.
I bet I could get it.
You need to go listen to the McKenzie Brothers version.
I'm not going
to
do it.
It's awesome. If you like Shorzy, you'll love this.
Okay, next.
I won't love
it. What animated 2004 film is about a train that carries kids to the North Pole on Christmas Eve?
Oh, what was the name of that dadgum?
Can I steal?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, well, you're partially correct, but that's not the name of the movie.
Something about Express.
You're partially there.
You're tantalizingly close.
One more word.
5 seconds.
Reindeer Express.
You should have thought about a bear.
Polar
Express. Doggone it.
Oh, man. Jeff. What much reviled Christmas edible is known for its long shelf life?
Fruitcake.
You are correct.
Thank you.
So easy.
You don't know anything.
And so bad.
No, I've never had one.
They're terrible. I think they're terrible.
Everybody does.
All right, Bob. What's the name of the family featured in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? If you've had your TV on the last 2 weeks.
I haven't watched it lately.
Or
I watched it at the time. Didn't really care for it. It's two syllables. I can't think of it.
And it is the Griswolds.
The Griswolds. I quit this show.
Good. Me and you, dudes.
Jeff, what cartoon character's name is used to indicate a small, thin, or just plain undesirable Christmas tree?
The Grinch?
Charlie Brown.
Didn't know that.
Boy, that's...
Bob,
I should have gotten that question.
Yeah,
that's so easy.
This one's right up Bob's alley.
Okay, good.
You ready? What song was initially condemned by the Roman Catholic Church for allegedly portraying an adulterous affair?
Why is that right up my alley? sinful.
I might have a guess here.
Chris, you got to remember it's Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. I don't
You're going to be mad when
is
you
it I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus?
Yes. What a joke. Who would
so
think
easy.
Of banning that?
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jeff.
All right, I'm done with the game.
In
we'll take
a Christmas story.
I've never seen it.
What happens to Ralphie's friend as a result of a triple dog dare from another classmate?
He gets his eyes shot out.
Ooh, no. That was a good one, though. He gets his tongue stuck on the flagpole.
Gosh darn it.
Exactly.
I should have known that.
Yeah. All right, Bob, you should get this one. In the United States, over 2 billion of these are sent each year at Christmas time.
Christmas cards.
Exactly.
Duh.
Good job.
Thank you.
Here, Jeff, I'll
now,
give you...
I doubt that that's still the number, by the way. I don't know when your survey was done, but...
People still do it.
Oh, we got tons of them already.
Really?
Yeah.
We got a handful, but we don't. I don't send out cards.
Well, you never have, and so that hasn't changed anything.
Do you?
We didn't. We haven't the last couple of years. Anyways, all right, Jeff. Here's one. You should be able to get this because I'm sure you probably ended up with this a lot as a kid. What do children typically get in their stockings if they're on the naughty list?
Oh,
good job.
All the time, I got the coal.
Jeff is still up.
So easy.
So many diamonds I made out of it, though.
All right, Bob. The charity Toys for Tots is run by the Reserve Force of what branch of the U.S. military?
Yeah, come on.
Repeat that.
The charity Toys for Tots is run by the Reserve Force of what branch of the United States military?
Army Reserve.
The Marines. All right, Jeff.
What's the score? How many am I winning?
You're up by two.
Okay.
The first artificial Christmas tree was made in the 19th century using the feathers of what bird?
Oh, gosh.
You have no idea.
Oh, then you get it for 5 points if you can get
okay.
it right.
Okay.
Yeah, go.
Turkey.
No. Ostrich.
Goose.
Ah.
All right, these are two of my favorites coming up. You ready?
Yes.
What holiday is celebrated the day after Christmas in the UK, Canada, Australia?
Hanukkah.
Boxing Day.
Yeah, come on.
What is it?
Boxing Day.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they do?
You get to knock anybody out that you
it's
want.
It's like the Black Friday shopping spree of the United States and Canada.
Huh.
Jeff, in North America, wild reindeer are referred to as what? What animal is referred to as a reindeer?
A moose?
A caribou.
Oh, good.
That's so terrible.
Good call.
All right, we're going to get into
that. Have you ever heard that before?
Have you?
Of course.
Then get it.
Absolutely.
Jump in when I don't know one. 5 points.
When we'd see them, we'd be like, there's a reindeer. Well, that's because I'm from Canada.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, this is for the win.
Shut up.
It's not. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what was Mr. Scrooge's first name?
Bob.
Ebenezer. Good Lord.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Why can't I get these
that.
Easy questions?
It was better to go with Bob.
Bob Scrooge.
Well, then you know how many times I've been called Scrooge?
Yeah. I
no,
did.
No, answer
twice
me.
Today before
I
the
did.
Show. That's why we had a big blowout.
Exactly.
Did we have a big blowout?
No, but it's more fun to play it off like we did. All right, Jeff, what Bing Crosby song is the best-selling single ever?
White Christmas.
Good job,
Are
Jeff.
You kidding me?
Thank you.
No, that's the actual...
That's,
that
right.
is it. That's the answer.
Did you ever see Miracle on 34th Street, Bob?
Yes, no.
All right.
I got to watch Bells of St. Mary's this weekend.
Macy's.
And as much as I love my dear wife, Deborah, and I don't think that can be disputed, I don't know. Do I do that tonight?
Just get it done, man. Just get it done.
Tonight.
It's been 12 years.
12 years since what?
He's never watched it with her. It's her favorite movie.
No.
Yes.
And it's her favorite movie?
It's her favorite.
And you haven't sat down to watch it for an hour and a half? But you've made her sit down and watch a gillion, zillion, million hours of baseball?
And yeah. Dexter and No Country for Old Men and all these
and you can't
gory,
get an
horrific.
Hour and a half out to watch
I think
your
I've
wife's
been
favorite
busy.
Show.
I've been busy.
You better do that tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
He and said if he I don't?
He's not going to. You're never getting anything from our house again.
What about Dia?
Oh, I'll tell her this? And you think you're going to get something? No way.
This game's making me look awful.
This is the greatest game we've ever had.
I am not.
I like this game.
Next.
Okay, Bob, you should get
Why
this one.
Why do you yell like that?
That's what you do.
What traditional Christmas decoration is actually a parasitic plant?
Oh, that...
he's waving his hand in the air. Just so
what do they call
knows.
That red plant?
I don't know.
Give me an idea. What's it start with?
Maybe if it is what you're thinking of, it's an H.
What's the second letter?
Are you thinking of holly?
No.
Then I don't know what you're thinking of.
What is it?
If you're standing under it, what's going to happen?
Mistletoe.
To you? There you go.
There we go.
I'm going to give you that point, I think.
Thank you.
Jeff, what beverage company has been using Santa Claus in
Coca-Cola.
Its advertising? Good job.
So easy.
Okay, Bob, according to legend.
According to legend.
What holiday goodies were shaped to resemble a shepherd's staff as a way to remind children of the shepherds who visited baby Jesus?
Come on, man. Seriously.
You don't really know that.
Of course
that
I do.
There's no way
of
you know that.
Of course I do.
Shaped as a
shepherd's staff, which is straight,
you know,
with a hook.
Like this.
Oh,
like,
a candy cane.
Oh my! I was trying to get
with
you an easy
hook.
One. All right,
I knew
Jeff,
that one.
Yeah,
Jeff,
clearly.
Which classic Christmas carol contains the lyric "Strike the harp and join the chorus"?
Oh my
Deck
God!
Deck the halls.
Yes.
You know what? You could go into a hospital. And ask the nurse, where's your sickest patient? And they'd take you to that room, and you would ask that question that you just asked. Deck the halls. And that's the answer. There's nobody alive who wouldn't have gotten that question.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have.
Of course I would.
No, you don't sing the song.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly.
Continue.
Fa la 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 la. Don me now our whatever.
Gay apparel.
Yeah, you can say. Fa la 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 la. Join the ancient Yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la.
Yeah, you didn't hear any of those words, did you?
La 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 la.
Next.
How was that, dude?
Oh, this is something. Anyway.
Thank you, Max.
In the Chipmunk song, what do the chipmunks want for Christmas besides a plane that loops the loop?
Jeff?
I don't know. I know the song, but I don't know the lyrics very well.
I never got into
Think
the
about
chipmunk.
Loop the loop, and it rhymes with it.
Ice cream scoop.
Hula hoop.
Oh yeah,
you knew that.
Yeah.
I'm hearing
no,
it.
No,
now.
I'm talking, dude.
Mele Kaliki Lama means Merry Christmas in what language?
What was it?
What
Merry
is it?
Kaliki Lama.
What?
Mele Kaliki Lama.
Hawaiian?
Yes.
Thank you.
He's killing you on this. You know.
Yeah,
that,
he
right?
took my question.
How did he take your question?
That was my question.
No, yours was hula hoop.
Time for a break.
Oh,
I'm tired of this. We got Joanna Chadwick.
She can wait.
Join us next. We'll talk high school basketball. We are entering the Christmas break after games played tonight. We'll get an idea of where we stand with Joanna from Byte Magazine next. We'll be right back.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Here's Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine, also journalism instructor at Derby High School. We're ready for the Christmas break after games being played tonight. We had some played in the City League last night. I saw Northwest beat Bishop Carroll, which was coming off a win over Cape and Mount Carmel. So Northwest is going to be as good as advertised. Joanna, welcome. Merry Christmas.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Yeah, it is 15 minutes after class ended today, and it has been nonstop. Finals are tough. But what a night last night. When you look at Northwest showed a good win over Carroll, but River Peters only scored 6 points, I think it was, 6 or 7. That bodes well for them, that they can still get that win. Darian Hammond had a big night. So it was Darian Hammond and Eli Benning and DJ Brown. Having four guys really adds to your depth. And that's what a team like Heights has as well, is lots of depth, lots of guys who can put up points, and that's going to make all the difference if you're really going to make a run.
Yeah, that's why I said the City League this year is looking stronger than it has in several years. Which was something that was started last year when we had a state champion and a state runner-up, and Northwest made it and East made it. What do you think about Carroll's little resurgence? I know they lost yesterday, but they also have just a one-point loss to East, controversial game. They beat Capen. Dale Faber's coming in doing some things.
Well, I mean, beating Capen, that's a really big win. That's a big win. That's more than a win on your record. It is about beating your crosstown rival, your Catholic rival. That is a moment that will carry them. And I know, obviously, losing to Northwest is really disappointing for them, but it says a lot about what Faber can do. Phenomenal coach.
Joanna, I'd like to know your opinion on the shot clock and what have you noticed different in the games. And then if you've talked to any coaches or players and that sort of thing, obviously you have, what their thoughts are so far with the shot clock and if it's changed a lot or not.
I don't think it's changed much. I mean, I've only have seen the shot clock go off like twice. And I've been to games most nights, and I've probably been, six, seven game nights. So what is that? What, 12 to 14 games? So I really haven't seen it change all that much, which I think is good, because I think there are some people who are worried that, oh my God, there's going to be lots of shots coming down right at the end before the buzzer. And that just really hasn't happened much. I think that it speeds up that game a little bit, which I think is what we all want anyway, but it doesn't speed it up to the point where you can't, attack a zone, or it doesn't speed it up enough where a team can't work to take time off the clock. And I think that that's really good for them. If the goal is to start preparing them for college, that's one of the things that you have to figure out, is how do I work with a shot clock? How do I work to get into my offense with a shot clock? So I have not heard anything negative about it.
Talking with our friend Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine as we head into the Christmas break for high school basketball. One of the intriguing teams early on has been Derby, where you work and teach. Brett Floyd looks to have one of those teams you kind of alluded to with Northwest, one that has maybe better depth than Derby has had in the past. How real is this fast start for Derby? Can they Can they keep it up? How good are they?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say that they're not real. I mean, they beat Andover. They beat McPherson. You know, I mean, they beat Mays. How, and it didn't, and they didn't just eke out a win over Mays. They beat Mays. I think that it's hard not
to. Duda says the officiating was not good in that game, by the way.
Okay. could we say that about every game?
I can only imagine if it was the other way around.
Any fan is going to say that. There's no doubt about it. But if we really want to get into the nitty-gritty of calls in that game, I don't think you want to. So we'll just stop right there.
He does. We could, but I think it's probably best that we don't.
And I won't, and that's why I'm not saying anything. So,
no, I agree with you, and I'm actually on your side on this. No, we won't.
I'm not someone who sits here and rips the refs when I'm not in the stands. So, I just really feel like Derby has some options from the perimeter. And Jackson Malvo has really started to establish himself as a defensive player, but also he can score around the rim, which is really what they needed this year. But they also have some depth. I mean, they've got, if Jack Allwelling has an off night scoring, well, Avant Riley is going to be there to pick him up. I mean, there's multiple guys who can score, and really they have a strong defensive presence. So, yeah, I think that they're a team that you have to look at as a team you should be talking about.
Joanna Chadwick with us. I've got another one.
I got another one.
Let's see what yours is, because mine's really good. Go ahead.
Joanna, how close are we to high school basketball seeming almost like college basketball, and the fact that we don't necessarily know where these kids are going to be from year to year?
But hasn't it been that way for a while? I mean, the thing is, they put that rule in where you, it has been. We've been talking about transfers for like ever. Transfers happen all the time. And it's really frustrating. It's frustrating to see it happen. And I think that it's especially not frustrating when you benefit from it. But if we're talking overall, let's look at it not from my team or your team standpoint, it's tough to see it happen where people are just moving from one school to the next. Now, they did put the rule in that you have to sit a year. But how many people has that actually affected? I mean, the most recent that None. I can think of, Zion Young, I know had to sit, but not many have to. And you have to make a bona fide move. And frankly, if you move before your freshman year, I mean, you can go wherever you want.
All right, we're talking high school basketball right now with Joanna Chadwick from Byte Magazine. I want to ask you about the Wellington girls. We have Eric Adams on the show. My wife's job takes her to Wellington quite often. I've gotten to know that community a little bit. They have had a remarkable run for a smaller 4A school. They've certainly run into Bishop Miege in the state tournament. That's kind of kept them from winning some state championships, in my opinion. But how impressed are you by what they've been able to accomplish with a girls' basketball program in Wellington?
It's absolutely impressive. And, you know, I can't go much farther back than when Grace Mitchell transferred from Derby down to Wellington. That's what I remember most. I'm sure that there's been other years, but if you go more recent than that and you look at, I mean, can you chalk it up to great athleticism in families? Maybe a little bit. I mean, they've had a lot of sisters, and I'm forgetting the sisters that came before the Zikas, but there were some kids I remember writing about before, maybe 2016, 17. I'm forgetting the years. I'm sure somebody will correct me. But, you know, you look at that level of talent that they have, and you look at the clear drive that these kids have. It's not just talent. You don't just win on talent alone. We all know that. You've got to have the coaching. You've got to have the work ethic and the motivation to want more. And these kids are outstanding. I mean, to have 2,000-point career or career 1,000-point scorers on your team is crazy. It's impressive.
Yeah, I think the same thing, especially because it's happening in a rural community that, you know, has not been at the top of other sports, although Wellington's getting better and better in football and basketball and boys basketball for sure. But I just thought I'd throw that out there. What do you have planned for Christmas?
Oh, wow. All I can think of right now is, can I just go home and curl up in bed and not think about anything? That's really the goal. Now, I would bet every kid is probably thinking that same thing. You know, just spending time with family, which is my favorite part of the holidays. So, yeah.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Duda, maybe you and Joanna can get together and watch the game tape of that Mays Derby game and come to some kind of an agreement.
Oh, I'm sure we'd come to an agreement.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Thank you, Joanna.
Bye, guys.
There goes Joanna Chadwick. It's not like me to stir the pot, but...
No. Of course not.
I didn't see the game, so obviously I don't have an opinion.
Oh, just some fun banter. We all know that.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Sure, that's what we're going to go with.
Did you sell your tickets for an Eagles show? Did I hear you say that?
Yeah, this is the...
Duda?
What?
Thoughts?
For the Vegas show in February that I thought was going to be their last show, and they've since added March dates and April dates. So, I don't know. We'll see.
So you're not going back?
Not in February. We'll see about the remaining months.
So what, you were only going to go back if it was their final show?
Correct.
Well, their final show in Vegas?
I don't know. What's their final show?
I don't know what they're doing. They're still going strong.
They're still going.
What does that mean?
Well, that sounds like you're a little disappointed with the Eagles, right?
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know. The Sphere experience for me wasn't everything I hoped. It was great, okay? It just wasn't, because I'm so routine-oriented. I like going to the arena. I like getting my seat. I like being there.
Here's what they're doing. They got the people at the Sphere who need shows, and they said, you know, we can do this show for you as long as you want to do it. You fly in and out of Vegas. You don't have to. Your road crew can keep your equipment here. You don't have to spend a lot of money. And you know what the Eagles said?
Yes.
By God, this is the best way to do this what we've ever heard of. We can go home and come back when our shows are. Not worry about our road crew.
Not really. We need to rehearse.
Oh, they rehearse.
Do they?
Sure they do. Don Henley's not going to do this stuff without rehearsing.
They rehearse at the beginning. I'm sure it's just like riding a bicycle at this point. They don't change anything.
If everything's the same, what do you need to rehearse?
You just get together before the shows and do a little rehearsal. A little sound check. That could be enough. That's a rehearsal.
Fine.
But I think it's great the way they've done this. And you get a different audience because Vegas is a place where it's a tourist town.
Of course.
So people go in and out of Vegas all the time.
That's what I hear.
Thousands upon thousands, and they don't stay at the Palm Springs flea bag inn.
Well, we stayed at the Silver Sevens Casino and Hotel.
And you lament that.
No, I said it was the nicest crappy hotel in Las Vegas. Or the crappiest nice hotel. You decide.
I've never been there. I don't know.
Looked okay. Remember when we looked online?
Pictures looked good.
It was fine. That's what I'm saying. It was like, wasn't your top of the line, but it wasn't your worst either.
Well, if I had made...
Was it clean?
Here's what I would have done if I'd been going to Vegas. I would have stayed somewhere that you could have bragged about.
I don't care about that. I mean, we didn't care about that.
You and Duda don't care about that.
No, Duda might. I don't know what Duda thinks.
You know, it'd be much cooler to say... I stayed at the Golden Nugget or somewhere
no,
like
it's
that.
No, it's cool to say I saw the Eagles at the Sphere.
Part of the experience of Vegas is the hotel you stay in, correct, Duda?
A lot of times, yeah.
That's, a lot of times.
That's the experience.
Fine.
Depends who you go with and what you're doing.
We hung out at the Bellagio or whatever it's called.
I stayed at the Riviera. Back when it was kind of a big deal, and that's no longer even there. But the Riviera was obviously an iconic Vegas hotel. I stayed at the Mirage once. I stayed at the Golden Nugget once, and I stayed at the where they have the basketball tournament. What's that called?
Thomas Mack.
No, you. Oh, this.
I don't know what you're asking me.
Hooters?
Huh?
Hooters Hotel?
Oh, God.
It's right there.
You know what? We can't afford
Jeff
that.
Jeff gives the most ridiculous answer possible, well, and you top it.
It's right there.
Is the basketball arena not the Thomas and Mack Center?
That's the other hotel I stayed at.
Sweet.
That's four trips to Las Vegas.
Wow.
Seems like there might have been another one, but I know of four. I can remember four.
We can't afford the Golden Nugget, which is why I'm soliciting you for birthday money.
Yeah, and you're not going to get much. Go up and walk through that kitchen. That's where your birthday money is.
$500 will be fine.
No. You know, when my wife.
For a grand, then you get the
$500. Here's what happened.
Yeah, I'll take $1,000.
Here's what happened, Duda. My wife asked Jeff about gift cards.
Uh-huh.
And he told her, he had the audacity to tell her, tell my dad to give me money.
I knew it'd get back to you.
The problem is you're not going to get much money this year.
I'd like some.
You're not going to get much.
I need, okay, $1,000.
You're going to make me mad. Sorry. Even when you're joking about stuff like that.
Dude, it told me to ask for $1,000. Why don't you get on him?
Even when you're joking.
You can afford it.
About, why do you need the money? Why can't you give me money?
For what?
I thought you were loaded. You keep saying you're loaded.
Did you see the kitchen we just
yes
remodeled?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of money went into that.
You see where I rank?
You're underneath the floorboards down
behind
there.
The kitchen, especially when you do this begging.
Not begging. Just think it would
this
be a
so
nice fatherly.
To people of my generation, this is the biggest turnoff in the world.
Well,
we did a horrible job raising. What's your generation called? I never asked my parents for a dime. I wouldn't even think about it.
He's so lying.
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You think I asked my parents for money?
Oh, definitely.
This is a conversation.
Are we having it?
Did you ask your parents for money?
I don't think so.
Who does that?
But
Jeff's kind of smiling like he thinks this is that you think this is funny.
It's my birthday and Christmas.
And you're not and you the what you're getting is going way down.
Fine.
This goes back to this Christmas question. What do you get in your stocking if you've been naughty?
This is what I'm saying. Like, at some point.
Or nice.
Don't you?
Money or coal?
Let me ask you a serious question.
Was this like before the show serious?
No. This is, yeah.
Okay.
Just if your kids are 42 years old, and you, how old would you be at that time? My God,
I won't be here.
You'd be so old.
That's 24 more years. There's not a chance.
You'd be in your early 70s, almost mid-70s, and they said, give me some money for Christmas. And what would you say to that?
I'd probably have dementia, so I'd be like, sure, check my wallet.
Well, I don't have dementia, at least as far as I know.
You're not 74 yet.
I'm closing in.
I know you are, but you got time.
I'm dumbfounded.
That's great.
I would ask, what's it for?
Yeah, why? Tell me why you need money.
You need it?
Well, I'm good.
If I can
help,
well,
you're not getting
any. It's either a gift or it's not.
It's not going to be a gift.
If there's a condition on it, then no, I don't want it.
Yeah, there's no gifting.
All right, well, we'll see how that turns out at the end of your life.
Bob, I'll give you that $250 bucks back I borrowed from you last week.
How it turns out at the end of my life?
Yeah, we'll see.
What does that mean?
We'll see if...
So you're holding me hostage.
No, I'm not holding
you
hostage.
I got to give you money for you to take care of me.
If you're not going to take care of me, why don't you take care of you?
Fine.
All right.
I'm certainly not in the mode of taking care of a 42-year-old. And I can't believe people are listening to this and don't want to come through the radio to knock your ass out.
I'm sure they do.
My God.
Love it.
You do?
I love
you
it.
You love this.
I do.
See you at breakfast tomorrow.
You guys having breakfast tomorrow?
I don't know what we're doing.
What does that mean?
Dinner, whatever we're having.
Well, I'm not paying for anybody.
Oh, I know.
You should probably pay for your wife.
Well, my wife, yes.
Well, then you are paying for somebody.
These days have come to a screeching halt.
Okay.
Also,
interesting.
Better watch that movie tonight.
I can't wait
to have this conversation.
We'll see what my wife says.
He's not going to.
That's so bad. That's her favorite movie.
We'll watch the movie.
You guys are really disappointing me today.
What did I do?
I don't know. I'm just clumping you in.
What do you mean you don't know?
It's an umbrella.
This doesn't bother you? Hey, can you give me a $500?
He's not asking me, so it doesn't bother me.
If I did, would it bother you?
No, I'd just say no.
There you go. That's all.
That's what I said.
That's all you can do, right?
Just say no.
I'm not giving him a dime.
Well, that's totally up to you. I don't know why you're staring me down.
And you'll get gift cards.
Okay, I like gift cards.
To where?
Wherever they decide,
whatever
I guess.
Whatever the best $10 gift card is.
Let's see. I don't know where that one's at.
All right, that's it for...
That's all?
We're talking another hour.
We'll be back on Monday. It'll be a short week next week with Christmas, but we'll talk about it all. Coming up on Monday, it'll be yours truly and Duda. We'll see you then.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.